Hi there, this is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. Super happy to have you here, and thank you again for the opportunity and the privilege it is to read Scripture over you and then to pray it into your heart and into your life. And I hope that some of the things that I do here in my prayers have informed your prayer life, and if they have, let me know. I'd love to hear from you. You can email me at mary@marydemuth.com. We are in Psalm 10 in the Voice Translation, and it says this: Why, O Eternal One, are you so far away? Why can't you be found during troubling times? Mean and haughty people hunt down the poor. May they get caught up in their own wicked schemes. For the wicked celebrates the evil cravings of his heart, as the greedy curses and rejects the Eternal. The arrogance of the wicked one keeps him from seeking the true God. He truly thinks there is no God. His way seems always to be successful. Your judgments, too, seem far beyond him, out of his reach. He looks down on all of his enemies. In his heart, he's decided, nothing will faze me. From generation to generation, I will not face trouble. His mouth is full of curses, lies, and oppression. Beneath his tongue lie trouble and wickedness. He hides in the shadow of the villages, waiting to ambush and kill the innocent in dark corners. He eyes the weak and the poor. Ominously, like a lion in its lair, he lurks in secret to waylay those who are downtrodden. When he catches them, he draws them in and drags them off with his net. Quietly crouching, lying low, ready to overwhelm the next by his strength, the wicked thinks in his heart, God has forgotten us. He has covered his face and will never notice. Arise, O Eternal, my true God. Lift up your hand. Do not forget the downtrodden. Why does the wicked revile the true God? He has decided he will not hold me responsible. But wait. You have seen, and you will consider the trouble and grief he caused. You will impose consequences for his actions. The helpless, the orphans, commit themselves to you. And you have been their helper. Break the arm of the one guilty of doing evil. Investigate all his wicked acts. Hold him responsible for every last one of them. The Eternal will reign as king forever. The other nations will be swept off his land. O Eternal One, you have heard the longings of the poor and lowly. You will strengthen them. You who are of heaven will hear them, vindicating the orphan and the oppressed, so that men who are of the earth will terrify them no more. Mind if I pray for you? Lord, thank you that you watch the whole entire earth. Thank you that you see the wicked and you understand what they are doing. Lord, I pray for this world. I pray particularly for those who are having to hide their identity as Christ followers or are being persecuted for who they are in you. I pray that you would take note of those who persecute the church. I pray, Lord, that you would strengthen those who are maybe afraid to stand up for you. And Lord, I thank you that you give us the words to say in the midst of perplexing situations. Lord, I give you the poor in this world. And you said the poor you'll always have with you. And that was a true statement because they're still here. But I pray that you would help us not to be so desensitized to the needs of the poor that we just go throughout our days, not thinking about those who need justice and those who need food and those who need help. Help us to help them intelligently. Help us to know how to come alongside and not from above, Lord. Thank you that that's the kind of God that you are, that you rescue the afflicted. You rescue those who are aching and hurting and under oppression. And Lord, help us to work toward justice on this earth. I know that we cannot find it completely on this earth, but I know that your kingdom marches on and we are part of that beautiful kingdom that you have where the Sermon on the Mount reigns. Blessed are the poor in spirit. Lord, that is the truth. And so Lord, help us to remember the beatitudes of that. Lord, take into account those who are acting as enemies in our lives. And Lord, help us to discern what to do next in those kinds of situations where we're encountering someone who is difficult and hard to work with. Lord, thank you that you rescue the godly. Thank you that you see the cries and hear the cries of the poor. And so we just come to you today and ask that you would hear us and see us. and that you would show us that that is true. Because sometimes, Lord, I know that you do in my mind, but it's sometimes it's really great to get a card from someone or something tangible. Someone leaves me a message, whatever, that helps me to know that you see me. So I pray that for the people listening today. Send some sign of encouragement, I pray, in Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. I am grateful for you. And I just want to, again, I know that I say this a lot, but I just want to affirm you for loving the Bible and loving prayer.